Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, my favorite city, up here working with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the Latino Coalition, helping to put on the America's Small Business Summit Week, the 10th annual. And so I'm glad to be here, but we're going to continue to march with our show as we always do when I'm on the road. And I'm trying to remember, I guess at least 15 years I've been broadcasting my show from time to time from Washington, D.C. And so we're going to continue to march with our good friend Jeff Sabar. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, you know what? I'm trying to think. So either we could do it today. This is Jeff's 15th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that? Jeff Sabar, welcome back.
Pretty amazing. Did you hear that whooshing sound as time just flew by?
I know. It takes your breath away. But this month is your 15th anniversary with us.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And that's pretty amazing. I mean, all joking aside that we've tolerated each other's like curmudgeonly spouses or whatever the case may be. it's been a remarkable ride, and you know, you've been able to watch, and we've been able to watch each other's business sort of go through the ebbs and flows and steadily rise and go through economic slides and you know, really practice good business
good
strategy
times,
that
bad
you talk
times.
About everyone. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah. And well, so, it's been great. Thank you for 15 great years, Jeff, and we love the abiding support you provided us and the way you kept us up to date on all the different things. And so we got a little bit of current events to talk about today, don't we?
Absolutely. I'm sitting at home last night and I'm watching the news roll in, and I see that there's going to be a change in House leadership come November, when Eric Cantor is not on the ticket to run for his Virginia House seat. And I think that's pretty remarkable.
This is a political earthquake. This is an unprecedented political earthquake. Never in the history of the Republic has a sitting majority leader been beaten in a primary. Now, nobody said that they didn't lose in the election,
right?
Because I can remember speakers of the House losing in the general election, but Senator Speaker Wright was one that comes to mind back in the 90s, as I remember from Washington. But anyway, in the history of the country has this happened before? Now, Eric Cantor has been one of the rising stars in the Republican Party. He's often at the right hand of Speaker Boehner, and many believed he was the incumbent, the heir apparent, not the incumbent, but the heir apparent to Boehner when Boehner steps down as the Speaker of the House.
Right.
But now he's not even after the end of this year, he's not even going to be in the Congress anymore.
He's
what do you
find
think
himself
happened?
A new job. I think.
What
that,
do you think
you know
happened? You're going to talk to us, folks. Jeff's going to talk to us. We're going to talk about this, not from a political standpoint, but from the standpoint of sticking to your knitting, paying attention to your work. Stay with us. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that's a great segue, because what happened to him can happen to any of us as business owners.
I
think that he lost touch with his customers, and his customers are his constituents. And he was too busy doing whatever it was he was doing. And, you know, it's sort of like the line from Rocky, where Apollo Creed is his manager's watching the TV while Rocky's pounding the side of beef and just beating it to a pulp. And this guy's like, this guy doesn't think it's a show. He thinks it's a fight. Your competition is going to take it on like a fight. And if you take it on like it's some show and you're whining and dining, I read that Eric Cantor spent almost as much in restaurants and steakhouses as his competition, the gentleman, Mr. Brad from last night, spent on the campaign. I mean, you got to take this stuff seriously. And let's spin it into business. You know, if you don't take your customers seriously, there's a Mr. Brat out there ready to take your customer away from you. And quite often they'll do it without you even knowing.
And let me tell you something. And as you know, Jeff, this is the thing I've been trying to pound home. It's what my new book is all about. And it's about things that customers care about that are little things that you think while you think you're taking care of the big things like you know the products and all that, which they care about that, but they presume that since that's the business you're in, they presume that you're going to do all that because that's minimum. That's just at the competitive level. But if you're not taking care of customers at a higher level, which in my opinion includes saying their name,
right,
especially things like saying thank you,
right,
especially things because you know. And think about how you are yourself with the people you do business with, the people you leave your hard-earned cash with. When you leave, do you feel like they're proud that they're grateful that you came into their business, even though you had other options? If they don't make you feel that way, then you're in jeopardy. They're in jeopardy of losing you.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
I tell people whenever I give speeches, Jeff, I say, okay, how many? I'm gonna bet every business owner in this room $500 that if I walk into your business and walk out with a product and leave my money, no one will say thank you. Who wants that bet?
Wow.
And
you know,
I have people who raise their hands. Only one or two, though, usually will raise their hand. They're convinced that their people will say thank you. And I said, you know, that'll be a good bet for me, but this only works if everybody takes the bet.
Right. Absolutely.
Right?
You know,
but you'd be amazed how many business owners won't raise their hand because they don't know that.
They don't know that. I got to tell you, even as a business of one, an employer of one in my small home-based business here, I say thank you on almost every correspondence with a customer where appropriate. Not like, did you see the Heat game last night? Thank you. Or no thank you, as the case may be.
Right.
But I say thank you, and I almost feel like, am I saying it too much? And I don't know that you can ever say thank you
possible.
Too much.
It's not possible.
Absolutely.
It's not possible.
And do it different ways.
Do it different ways. I mean, you can, you know, appreciate it. Much obliged. I mean, I never forget my dad. My dad used to say it, much obliged. You know what I mean? However you want to say it. It's, you know what, Jeff? I call it loving up your customers.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's never too much gratitude in
talking to your customers. You know,
and
that's what it is. And I think we take, back to the point, we take it for granted, just like Mr. Cantor did last night. We better not, or else we will lose that constituent,
and
lose that customer.
And the commentary on what happened to Mr. Cantor is exactly what we're talking about. He took his customers for granted.
Right.
Quick
Absolutely.
Break, 20 after, right back with Jeff Sabar. His website is chiefhomeofficer.com.
Watch for the emotions on a Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.